Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Nakuchi from the 2016 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Jorge Caballero, who is presenting his wonderful and very touching documentary, Patient, here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, you, Matt, to be here and to be part of this special moment for me, because it's the UK premiere of the film and it's really important for us.
Congratulations. Well, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about the story that you tell in this document?
Well, yes. Patient is a documentary film, a story about Nubia. Nubia is a mother in Colombia, and she has to deal with two hard and special conditions. On one hand, she deals with the terminal illness of her daughter, Lady, and on the other hand, and I mean, and with all the inherent feelings of this hard moment, and on the other hand, she has to deal with all the bureaucracy of the health institutions in Colombia. So it's a movie about the love of a mother, but it's a movie about the struggle of the patients in the bureaucracy of the public health institutions in Colombia.
Let's start from the mother. Actually, she's a really, really inspiring person. I found that I was really inspired by her. The commitment that she has, the love that she has for her daughter is just fantastic. But a very simple question to start off the interview, to follow up from the first question, is how did you meet her and how did this documentary begin?
Well, it was a long process. We made a long research for almost 2 years and a half, doing a lot of interviews to doctors, patients, and carers. And in one of these process, we met a lady, her daughter, and we explained to her what was our proposal with the film, our intention. And then she explains the process to her mother, to Nubia, and Nubia accepts to be part of the process, and was great, because for us she was a very wonderful person, and I mean the best decision to explain all this process through her eyes.
And while you were filming, was she always hoping to be filmed with the camera? Was she okay with that, with the filming process?
Yeah, we have no problem with that, because all the time we were very honest with the team, with all my team, with the cameraman, with the sound man, with the boom man, and with the doctors as well, with the health institutions, with the hospitals as well, and obviously with them, with Nubia and Lady. We were talking all the time about the shootings and our goals with the film, and the process was very, 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 very honest, with a lot of sincerity. So doing the things in this way, I think, was the best option, the best choice to don't have any problems with her image, you know. So yes, I mean, was hard process, because we shot the film for almost 5 months, something like that, every day shooting from very early in the morning until very late in the evening. So was a process, step by step, to have their confidence, their trust, and yes,
I think, like, you know, in a documentary like this, it's almost like you don't know what might happen the next day.
Yeah.
And so I'm also curious about how you would go about making this film, because you have to be prepared for the unexpected. But at the same time, this film is also, you know, the style is very much, everything seems controlled in the style. The shots are very precise, and so yeah, I just wondered how you worked with the way in which you shot it and the way in which you constructed the film.
Well, I am a very methodological director. I imposed myself a set of rules in the shooting, and I'm very interested not in the end what will happen. I'm very interested in the process, you know, in see what is happening in every day, what's happening in each part of the process, you know. And for me, this is the main goal of everything, you know. Even if we didn't know what's going next, we were in that moment, you know. We dealing with our set of rules, but knowing all the time what we were doing in that moment and why was important to shoot in that way and shoot this specific situation, you know.
Very good. And also, one of the things that I noticed in the film is that you're never really trying to manipulate a viewer's reaction to the film, so that was always important for you as well.
Yeah, obviously, and it's linked with this concept of honesty that I mentioned before. Because I mean, for me, it's very important the relationship in the shooting, you know, in the set with the people that I'm shooting, and with my team. And in some way, I think this kind of honesty is translated after in the image that the audience received, you know. There's a kind of a special process between the shooting and then the audience. Some kind of feelings that is translated.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you, and best of luck with the film.
Okay, thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.